Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. In another effort to find Florence Akpialuk, missing since August 31st, a team of search and rescue dogs will be combing the beach and tundra west of Nome this weekend. KNOM's Emily Hofstetter reports.
Alexandria Akpialuk is Florence's younger sister. Along with her fellow search organizer, Billie Jean Miller, the women raised about $6,000 to bring three search and rescue dogs from the Matt Saar Canine Kennel to Nome for the weekend. Nome Police Chief Mike Heinzelman classifies them as search and rescue dogs.
There's no telling if she's still out there or if she's where she is at this point, but we're just trying to make sure that we can try and check every place as thoroughly as possible.
Heinzelman says police don't have any substantiated evidence that foul play is involved in Akpialuk's disappearance.
We're working it as a missing person, so part of that is to search for Flo. Hopefully she's alive, but if not, the dogs will be able to search areas that she may have traveled.
Alexandria Akpialuk has ardent faith that this weekend's efforts will provide some closure for her family. Reporting in Nome, I'm Emily Hofstetter.
Alaska's Elections Watchdog Commission says a group opposing a ballot measure to overhaul elections violated state law by airing radio ads with outdated contributors and ordered the group to redo or take down the ads. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report that the group Defend Alaska Elections, Vote No on 2, produce ads identifying moose hunter John Sturgeon, former U.S. Senator Mark Begich, and former Governor Sean Parnell as its top three contributors. By the time the ads aired, however, groups including the Alaska Republican Party had given many times as much money and were the top contributors. I'm Dan Bross.